You're listening to Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK. Ask the Expert now, 519-643-1290.
It is just after 12:30. My name is Mike Stubbs. What a day. What a weekend we're going to have. You know what's a great thing to do on weekends like this? Go tour through some open houses. You don't necessarily have to be in the market for a new home to find your next home. Sometimes the best time is actually not to be in the market for it. You know, and if something goes through an upheaval in your life and you have to find things quickly, you'll find what works for you. But you won't necessarily find the one that you say, wow, I can't believe this is where we are. I can't believe this is where we're going to be. You might be able to do that this weekend. We are going to talk about real estate news. We'll talk about this market. And we are looking at a number of different things because Joan Ball joins us from Royal LePage, Triland Realty. And we want to welcome Joan to the show. Hi, Joan. Hello, Joan. Oh, we've lost Joan. I will find her again. Don't worry. We will find her. You can visit her website at joanball.com. That's joanball.com. She's got over 20 years of experience, has an incredibly extensive network, and the greatest thing, she has kind of the pulse of this city and is able to determine where the market sits. And if you have that dream out there thinking, we're in a wonderful house now, but just maybe, there is one that we're just going to say, I can't believe it. I can't believe we're here. Joan, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, absolutely. And you're right, on a nice sunny day or a weekend, that's how I found my house that we're in now. We just didn't even have a clue, and we were driving by and went, let's go take a look at that one. And, you know, it's an occupational hazard because I'm looking at properties constantly. And my husband was with me, and we sort of went, oh, that really could work for us. And then we moved.
No way. That was it. And what have you felt like since?
Oh, you know, when you really do make the move and it feels like a good fit, I think a lot of people hesitate because of all the work that it takes to get everything all ready to go on the market and get out there and have people traipsing through your property. But quite honestly, if you plan it well, sometimes that's how to go about it. And sometimes it's very reactive. You know, you sort of see it and then you decide to make the move. So everybody's a bit different. This time of year, I really do find I'm doing a lot of planning for people who are going to be selling in 2015. So we're doing a lot of pre-planning, some exterior staging, just to get the exterior all fresh and clean and looking very nice so that we can take pictures now. But they may not be listing until February, March, April.
Joan, if someone was looking to sell their home years and years and years and years ago, basically you had a real estate agent that you worked with, and that was it. Now, how about the team that you can actually have helping you?
Yeah, and actually I do have a team, and that really works well because you can have boots on the ground, you know, out and really getting a better feel for what's going on, and then yet the marketing end of things for people who are listing their property, and we have a pretty extensive personnel that take care of all of that stuff. So now I do find from my business model that team approach really works well. And I also have another agent that I work with so that if I'm not available to show somebody a property, that someone else can step in because everybody's time is valuable and they want to get out and look at a property when they want to get out and look at a property.
Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. You can visit her website at joanball.com. You can reach her at 672-9880, or you can go to joanball@royallepage.ca. If you have a question, you can give us a call right now and ask Joan directly. That's what Ask the Experts is all about. 519-643-1290, or you can email mike@cjbk.com. Joan, you use the word stager for someone who hasn't maybe sold a house in a while, but maybe is looking to either downsize or upsize or just make that change like you were able to do because you just find that perfect place. What is a stager?
Okay, well, staging is really the more commonly known term for preparing your property so that it looks, it has the optimal look to a potential buyer. I tend to use Gloria Bartlett from Fit to Sell, who is a redesigner. So staging in the sort of HGTV lingo is more, you know, maybe bringing in somebody else's furniture, like rented furniture and that kind of thing. We don't tend to do that. We use what you have as a seller, and we will repurpose it in some cases. We'll purge some of the items you might have. We'll reposition the furniture so the property has a better flow interior and exterior-wise. We might put some pop in certain rooms. We'll show you how to dress a bed so that it gives that a little bit more luxurious feel. You know, and it really presents itself so that someone can appreciate the structure and they're not concentrating on your stuff so much, but they can then easily see themselves there. And I do find that it's a huge success, and it really helps buyers sort of get to see themselves in the property.
Joan, we all have our stuff, and we're talking with Joan Ball from Roy LePage Tri-Land Realty. Visit her website at joanball.com. You can reach her right now at 643-1290 if you have a question. But Joan, we all have our stuff. We love our stuff, and when we go to sell a house, sometimes, hey, our stuff is just there. You've been able to see this in action. What difference can it make when you kind of reduce the amount of your stuff that exists in a home?
Well, you know, I have to speak to the experience that I've had in properties where it's been previously listed. It hasn't sold for a period of time. We'll go in, we'll have Gloria do her little bit of magic. We'll maybe, do a couple of repairs, minor repairs. Generally, for less than $100, we can get a property pretty much ready and then put it back on the market. And I have had it time and time again where it will sell within, 7 to 10 days, sometimes a little longer than that. But usually, my average days on market last year were 45, whereas the average in the city is 60. So, you know, that, I think, sort of speaks to what the advantages are to do this. And I also think that you have much more strength in your negotiations if you're a seller where the property presents itself really well.
Joan Ball from Roy LePage Tri-Land Realty with us. Visit her website at joanball.com, or you can reach her 519-672-9880, or send Joan an email, joanball@royallepage.ca. We're going to take a quick break. If you have a question for Joan, give us a call in the studio at 643-1290, or you can email mike@cjbk.com, and we will ask Joan that question, and who knows, maybe you wind up seeing something. We have some new listings that Joan is going to talk about, and we'll also check the temperature on the London real estate market next.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
We are talking with Joan Ball from Roy LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit her website. It's so easy to find. JoanBall.com. Joan, we just received an email that has come from Marcy, and Marcy says, my parents are thinking about, and she has in quotations, downsizing. Is this a good time to do that in the London market?
Right. Okay, so this is one area that we've really vamped up our business model in direction to, and probably because when I was in nursing years ago, I focused on geriatrics. And so as people are progressing into later years, and I'm certainly moving in that direction too, we're finding a lot of the kids are getting involved in mom and dad moving into something that's going to take them through, for a period of time. So they'll have added ability to stay in the next place they're going. And yet they may have been in their house for 40, 50 years. And so they have accumulated a lot of stuff. So there is, and Gloria has some accreditation in this area, as do I. apply. I have two special accreditations for transitioning seniors. And this is an area that I really find we're getting a lot of attention. We're able to help family members as well as the seniors themselves make it as stress-free as possible and come up with the options that are really going to work ideally for them. I have some other services within the community and resources within the community that we can pull on, but it's becoming a big focus area, and I think London is well suited to be able to accommodate just a real variety of options.
Joan, you mentioned 40 or 50 years in the same home. It happens all the time. And then how easy is that transition once somebody realizes everything that's out there?
Well, I think that it's really a matter of looking at the options. And for me, it's really doing a proper needs assessment to look at what's going to work for them, what their financial situation is, how independent are they, how socially active are they, where's their network of friends. So it's not a one-shot, shop-stop kind of thing. It really is a matter of looking at their lives, their lifestyle, and seeing what's going to suit them most appropriately. And some people, it's Riverbend. Some people, it's a one-floor condo. Some people, it's a one-floor apartment near Springbank because they love to walk. Some people, it is moving into assisted living. It really is as varied as the individual.
Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. If you have a question for Joan regarding real estate, regarding the market, regarding a move, a buy, a sell, give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can also email mike@cjbk.com. Joan, how is the market right now in London? How would you summarize it?
Oh, the market's good. We're still a balanced market. We obviously see it turn up a notch when we get past Labor Day. There's no doubt about it that the agents are off the holiday mode. They're back in full swing. They're working. There's buyers out there that are actively looking and making decisions, wanting to capitalize on something and be moved in before the end of the year. So this is when we do see our fall market really get going. And we'll see it right into, I would say, the latter part of November, and then it'll start dying down a little bit over the Christmas holidays.
Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage, Tri-Land Realty. When you're looking for the best time to sell a house, is there such thing as the best time anymore, or is this basically a 365-day-a-year thing, save for maybe a little time during the holidays?
Well, we do see that the glut of the market activates itself within the sort of March, April, May, and sometimes into June and July. But the glut of the market really is usually get on the market somewhere in the middle of February, and you're going to really be able to generate perhaps a little bit more. You've got more buyers looking within that March, April, May. It's funny enough, though, more people will list in May, sort of percentage-wise, month to month, than any other month. But they, in many cases, they've missed the glut of the buying public. So really get what, that's why we're doing the exterior staging now. We're getting things ready. We're starting to get things cleaned up. And especially, as I said, if you've got 40, 50 years in a property, you're going to need some time to decide what family members are getting what, if you don't need all the furniture, and how to clear out some of that stuff. So that takes some planning, and that takes some organizing.
Joan Ball with us. We just received an email from Kevin. We're going to get to this in just a moment. It touches on insurance, and insurance dealing with the flooding that we went through after those two major storms that blew by us in the summertime. So we'll get to that in just a moment. We also have room if you have a question, 519-643-1290, or you can email mike@cjbk.com. We're speaking with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can check her website out at joanball.com. That's joanball.com. You can reach Joan at 519-672-9880 or by email joanball@royallepage.ca. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
To Ask the Experts, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK. Ask the Experts now, 519-643-1290.
12:52 on Ask the Experts. Joan Bell with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. 519-643-1290 to get through to Joan right now. You can check out her website at joanball.com. Joan, we received an email from Kevin, and Kevin says, I'm not sure if I'm sending this to someone who can help me, but I really need some advice. Our home was hit hard during one of those storms, and we are having some issues declaring everything with our insurance company. We were under the impression that everything would be covered, and it seems that we're finding out differently. Could Joan please offer up some advice as to whether she's hearing this anywhere else or whether we maybe need to shop around?
Well, good question. And yes, these the storms we had a few weeks ago were just over the top for many people. And yet, you know, I think when you discover the weaknesses in the structure, perhaps, or where water might be coming in, it does reveal a few things. Some policies will cover you if you have a special rider on the basement or, you know, you, whatever your policy is. Some won't. They'll say it's act of God. I guess I'd go from a preventative measure. So there's a couple of things that you, so people can invest in that take care of it. I did find that some of the sump pumps weren't even able to keep up with the moisture because it was just sort of pumping it out close to the structure and it was just sort of recycling that water. So you may want to make sure that your sump pump exhaust or wherever it's expelling is far away enough from the structure. Also, maybe a backflow valve. That's one of those valves in the drain hardware that would close if there was any water coming up back into your basement from the storm drains. That's a really good preventative measure. And in the older areas, I always tell people, have your pipes cleared out, electronically eeled out once a year because the old roots can get in there and that can just mess things up. So, you know, from a preventative measure, if there's any cracks in the foundation and you saw that there was weaknesses there and it came in, I use John Stefanitz from Waltech Foundation and Drainage, and he has a 15-year guarantee. So what's not to like about that?
Absolutely. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. Kevin, hopefully that helps out. Joan, you did mention something called a backflow valve, which sounds complicated. How much would one of those go for?
They're not expensive. I think you can get them anywhere from $5 to $15, depending on the type. And they come under different names. But, you know, if you just explain that it's a flap that closes if there's any water coming out, coming back up from the storm drains into the your basement, they'll know what you're talking about, and it's a simple attachment.
Fantastic, because no doubt with the way that things work with home inspections, if you've had water coming in, those home inspectors are pretty keen. They can spot that, and if somebody's bringing in a home inspector...
You can tell on any drywall or framing that's in the area if there's any evidence of water coming in the area.
Wow, and that's something that probably would be a concern to a potential buyer, right?
Yeah, and you know, not all properties have sump pumps because it wasn't a code requirement until, you know, in the last 10 years, maybe 15 years. I forget how, you know, as time goes on, I forget when these things were implemented, but some properties, they've gone ahead and put something in. I'll see evidence. I was in a house the other day where they had excavated out the entire interior wall, so they did an interior weeping tile hooked into the sump pump, and that worked for that property, and then sealed the walls. So you knew they had had problems. They didn't even have to disclose it. You could see it quite clearly there.
Okay. Well, something to definitely keep in mind, and certainly you might want to look at your policy just to see what it does cover, what it does not, and perhaps you can call your insurance company and update it and maybe add a little bit to it if you are experiencing issues like that. Joan Ball with us. From Royal LePage.
The one thing, Mike, is that people need to recognize concrete foundations are a porous substance. So grading on the outside of your structure is key. And that means that the slope away from the structure all around the house is really paramount to be able to ensure that you're not going to run into those problems.
Joan, we can't thank you enough for all the advice. And we want you to enjoy the weekend. You do have a couple of properties Where do they?
And check on my website, joanball.com. Just listed a wonderful townhouse on Wonderland, which is listed for $149,900, three-bedroom finished basement townhouse. And just in the process of getting another one in Byron up on the market as of Monday, and it's $219,900 with a garage.
Ooh, very nice. Look at those
prices. Actually, $229,900 with a garage.
That's still a great price. You get a garage.
Yeah.
Joan,
yeah,
thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Joan Ball, our guest from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. Visit her website at joanball.com visit her website at joanball.ca. It is 12:58. News is next. This is News Talk 1290.